Yud Sivan, Thursday the 31st of May, Rabbi Svi Cohen, Shluchei Machane.
Good morning. A number of years ago I was considering which path to take in life, and I can still remember the discussion I had with a friend. We were actually on Brookside Road at the time. And I said I was thinking about teaching, but you know, I enjoy the actual teaching part, but not the disciplining. And he said to me, well, that's a little bit like somebody who wants to go into business and make money but can't possibly think about possibly losing it. It's lovely, it's enjoyable when you've got the bright eyes staring at you and they're listening nicely, but what do you do when they don't behave? And as parents, we have this issue as well, that it'd be nice to think that everyone's children behave perfectly, but realistically that's not the situation. What do you do? So different parents, different schools have different ideas. Very often you'll come across what's called the timeout, that you get the child to perhaps sit in another class or outside for a couple of minutes. In more extreme circumstances, a suspension. And in very extreme, expulsion. And there's Shuvah and Reb Moshe, and it's a big subject. As some of you may remember, about 15 years ago, there's a Rav, actually an Englishman who lives in America at the moment, called Reb Shimon Russell, who came and spoke in Munks about a method called 1-2-3 magic. That you give three warnings, send them out for a few minutes, bring them back in, and it can work. Nothing is foolproof. What we're going to have a look at today is a small parsha in the Sedra, which comes after the discussion of the Levium, what they did, the numbers and so on. And it's before all the other big parts of the Sedra, Soitam, Nozir, the Kabbonis of Nesiim, just a few psukim. We've had the description of how the Machane was divided up into three Machanois. In the centre, Machane Shechino, the Mishkan, round that Machane Levio, where the Levium lived, and round that Machane Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael divided up into their four Degodim, the flag groupings. And then we're told that if individuals have any level of tumor, any level of impurity, that they're sent out of one or more of these machanos. A metzoira, somebody with tsaras, would be sent out of all three and have to sit alone outside. A zov would have to sit, would not be allowed in Machane Shechina and Machane Levia. And somebody who was tomei meis, who touched or been in the same area as a dead body, was not allowed in the Machane Shechina. So our first question is, why is this parsha here, in the middle of all these other descriptions? Rashi tells us that this parsha was said on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the day that the Mishkan was set up. So what's the connection between this and the Mishkan? So the Alshech HaKadosh says as follows. The Machane, beforehand everyone had been together, now they're divided into three parts. And a person might think, Machane Shechina, Machane Levia, there you'll find Hashroas HaShechina. You'll find the divine presence there. But amongst the Degodim, amongst your average Joe, your average person, that's not. Because otherwise, why are there these separate areas? If the Shechina's everywhere, so why have you got to have a special section for the Shechina and those that do the Avodah? This left them upset. It left them depressed. No Shechina amongst us. What's going to be? And therefore they're immediately taught the din of Shiluach Temeim, sending out those that are Tommy from each level of Machane. Hashem was telling them, the whole Machane is Kodesh. Different levels of Kedusha. Machane Yisrael is not the same as Machane Shechina, but even in Machane Yisrael, there is Hashroas HaShechina, as the Pasuk actually concludes there, Asher Ani Shechen V'Soichon, that I dwell amongst them. Even amongst Machane Yisrael. So that's why it's here. But what we're going to do is scratch a little bit beneath the surface and see, what does each level represent? Are there lessons that we can learn, obviously using the eyes of Chazal and the Meforshim? We'll start with a Kliyoka, Reb Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, based on the Medrash Rabbah. Pasuk starts off, Sabes Bnei Yisrael v'shalchu min ha-machane, command of Bnei Yisrael, you should send out from the camp. Says the Medrash, Tzav. We're discussing mitzvahs. being sent out of the camp is a consequence for not keeping the mitzvahs properly. What's the consequence? Vishalchu. We're sent into galus. Klal Yisrael go into exile if we don't keep the mitzvahs properly. And exactly from where? Min ha-machaneh. From Eretz Yisrael, the dwelling place of the Shechinah. That's what this is about. So Medrash says there are three types of tumah, and they correspond to the Gimel Averus Chamurot, the three most severe Averus. Most severe out of the three, the worst type of tumah, that's the Metzoira. What is that? The first Metzoras, what does that correspond to? That's Avodah Zarah. Why? So he asks, who had Tzoras? Klal Yisrael, not that much earlier, had stood at Har Sinai. And we know the Medrash that at Har Sinai everyone was healed. So who had Tzoras? Tzoras came as a result of the Egel, just 40 days after Kabbalah Satoira. Vayar Moshe es omki faruahu. And Chazal understand this word farua as Tzoras. This is called the punishment of somebody, or the consequence of somebody Tzoras is Roisha Yiyah Perua. His hair has to be left to grow. Because I see a connection here between the perua of a Masora and the perua of those at the Egel. They got Tzoras. They committed Avodah Zarah, punishment is Tzoras. We also know that Tzoras, Gemara and Erechin, is the punishment for Lashon Hara, which comes about through Sinas Chinam, the source of Churban Bayis Sheni. And therefore such an individual is sent out of all three machanos. Avodah Zarah has no place in Klal Yisrael at all, and therefore we send the individual right outside. And so too an individual who has Sinas Chinam, somebody who hates others purposelessly, he needs to sit alone outside the camp and contemplate how he's destroyed other people's lives, other people's relationships, broken up friendships, caused problems between husband and wife, can be all sorts of terrible things. That individual has to sit there outside all three machanois. And Hashem says, you want Avodah Zarah? I'll send you into Golus. Plenty of opportunity to learn from the people who are around you doing all sorts of things that are wrong. That's the punishment. That's the first stage. The second stage is a Zov. So he says the punishment of Zivo came about for somebody who'd been involved with Gilo Aroyas. If a person was a Zov, that shows that there had been a deficiency in areas of his morality. Pasuk says, V'lo yiroya b'cho ervas tova v'shavla acharecho. If there's Aroyas, Hashem departs. And therefore this individual could not be in the two areas of greater Kedusha. Third stage, Tumas Meis. Person's been in contact with the dead. In the most extreme case, a person would be in that situation if he's killed. Shvichas Domim. Don't ruin the land. If a person kills, if a person isn't concerned about Tumas Meis, we're thrown out. You rejected the Telem Elokim that's in every individual. We can't have you in the Machane Shechinah, in the place of Elokim. And that's why this parsha is next to the Machane of the Levium. After the whole description as to exactly where the Levium were and what they did, the Levium at the Egel had been mekabel upon themselves Ol Malchus Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Lashem Elai. They came forwards. Not Mi Lashem Elai, you want to do something else? You're outside the Machane. And famously, these are these three Averus, the Gimel Averus Chavurus, are the source of Churban Bayis Rishon. This is mentioned the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflamates, quotes a pasuk in Micha. Lochim biglalchem tzion sodes sechoresh, v'yushlaim iyan tzihyeh, v'harabayis l'bamis yo'ar. Because of you, Tzion has been ploughed up like a field, Yerushalayim's heaps of rubble, and harabayis are like stone heaps in the forest. And says the Gemara, three punishments on three averus. Says the Kliyoka, that's what's going on here. The three big Averus, the three big punishments, and Golus. Very much in his beautiful style, the Kliyoka sees a hint to this in the word Tomei itself. The letter Tes, obviously Gematria 9, he says that hints to Shvichas Domim. He's killed a life that was created over the course of 9 months. He says, and you see this with the Ori Miklos as well, the Sisters of Refuge. Originally there were six set up. Chazal tell us there were going to be another three in the future. A person killed by accident had to be sent to a place where they had to think about the importance of life. And therefore they numbered nine. The mem of the word Tommy, that's Gilui Aroyos. 40 is the number of days it takes to create a fetus. And therefore the mabul, which Kliyaka discusses back in Parshas Noach as well, the mabul of a 40 days of rain, of destroying the effects of the Gilui Aroyos that led up to the mabul. And then the aleph, that's Avodah Zarah, denying the achdus, the oneness of Hashem. And therefore we find David HaMelech referred to his Yetzer Hara as Tomei. This is because it had made him stumble in these three areas. Gilui Aroyos, with Bathsheba, Shvichas Domim, sending Uriah Hitti into battle to be killed, and Avodah Zarah, it's a pasuk in Shmuel that says, Vayhi David bo ad haroish. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that means that he was prepared to do Avodah Zarah. Now obviously when we're dealing with David HaMelech, we know the Gemara in Shabbos, Kol ha'ima David chotein el eratoya, I recommend looking in Michvav Meliyahu for an explanation of exactly what it means when we talk about great people sinning. But he sins in these three areas, at least to our perception. And therefore he calls the Yetzer Hara Tomei. And says the Kliyaka, that's why the psukim that come after Shiduchei Machaneh discuss somebody that sinned. It's the parsha of Tshuva, hinting that tumah and distance from the camp come about because of a person's wrong actions. However, says the Kliyaka at the end of his section there, the posuk in which Hashem tells him to send the people out concludes with a phrase in the present tense, Asher ani shoichein besoichom, that I'm dwelling amongst them. Hashem reminding us that even while we're in Golus, even while we're outside of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is with us. That's the Kliyaka. Let's take another track now. Look at the Shem Mishmuel. So he starts by quoting his father, the Avnei Nezer. But again, just to get clear, we've got these three areas. Somebody who's a Tomei Meis, can't be Machaneh Shechina. Somebody who has Zivo, not in Machaneh Leviyo. And somebody who's Tomei, not in Machaneh Yisrael. So Avnei Nezer says as follows, that every individual has what he calls three machanois, three key areas. The brain, the heart, and the liver. What does this mean? It says the liver, and if any doctors amongst you, I'm not speaking from a medical perspective, but just the ideas. The liver takes in everything and filters it, takes in the good and the bad, and then sends off a more purified blood back to the heart. The heart itself, the blood that goes in there is all good, but it has to take care that it doesn't take in impurities from elsewhere. For example, from the spleen and the gallbladder. And the Tikkun Isaiah says, what does that represent? That a person has to be careful not to be affected by depression or anger. And then the heart channels that blood through to the brain, and there that has to be at the most refined level. Says the Avnei Nezer, the Machaneh Shechinah, that's the brain, if you want, of Klal Yisrael. And therefore even the least of tumas, the least of impurities can't be there. Tumas Meis is a tumah that's very external to the person. It's not from the body itself. The next stage, Machaneh Levio, that's the heart. And only an internal tumor will be a problem. A ziva is something which comes from the body itself. Machaneh Yisrael, so to speak, that's the liver. Everything goes in the liver, all sorts of things. You can deal with all types. Machaneh Yisrael, everyone could go in. However, a metzoira, somebody who breaks up the unity of the camp, that individual has to be excluded. It's the Avnei Nezer. The Shem Mishmuel, based on what his father says, takes us a bit further. This is the posuk in Koheles. Asher osa elukim es ha'odom yoshar. Hashem created man upright. Man was created, okay, he was fine. The problem was that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas and internalized bad. What did this affect? He says, well, let's look at the original posuk where Chava sees the fruit. V'teiro isha ki toivo eats the machol. The woman saw that the tree was good to eat. V'chisa avahu le'enayim. It was desirable to the eye, v'nechmad ha'etz lehaskil, and it was desirable for intellect. And everybody says that this had, it had an effect on three areas. First of all, machol, they ate it. That affected the body. It was desirable le'inayim, or to the soul. It affected their nefesh. They thought of it as an object of beauty. And finally, v'nechman ho'etz lehaskil. It affected their sefer, it affected their intellect. And hence, he says, these three areas of mankind are affected. Guf, nefesh, and seichel. Seichel, the intellect, obviously that's the brain. Nefesh, that's the life force, that's the heart, the avni that these are referred to. And guf, that's symbolised by the liver. So how do you, if we've got these areas that can be affected, what's the tikkun? How do we drive out the negative influences from the, of these things? So again, this is very much in his style. He talks about machshava, dibur, and maase. That we have to perfect ourselves in thought, in speech, and in action. How do we do that? That's Torah, tefillah, and mitzvahs. Torah utilizes our thought process, and thereby purifies the mind. Tefillah is the speech of the soul. Pasuk in Shmuel, V'eshbach is nafshi lifnei Hashem, I'll pour out my soul before Hashem. And also, the very famous idea that in defining the nefesh chayo, the living life force that is in a human being, Targum Unkeluf says, Ruach memalalo, what defines us as a nefesh, that's our ability of speech. And the seat of the soul is the heart. And then finally, mitzvahs. We purify our body by doing mitzvahs. Machshava, dibur, and maisa. But there's a Mishnah in Peah, which we all said this morning. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is equal to all of them. Obviously, various explanations of this. But he says, the Shem Yishmul, Torah can affect all these areas. First of all, there's the intellect. Second, there's the effort that you put in. The Maral says that in terms of Yegiyas HaTorah, that affects the nefesh. And then there's the actual physical act of the learning, the saying the words. Torah contains them all. So we've seen these threefold ideas in terms of oilom, in terms of space, if you want, the world, the gimel machanois. We've seen it in the nefesh, in the soul, in a person. It says the Shem Yishmul, we can see this in shana, in time as well. That there's ways of utilising time also to be mesakin avirus that we've done, areas that we've gone wrong. What are the three zmanim of tikkun? He says those are Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is the day of the neshama. If you want, that's the brain. Yom Tov, so there's the mitzvah of simcha, that's the heart. And Rosh Chodesh is the most physical different time that we have. And that's the liver, the body. If used properly, these can refine a person. But again, just like with Torah, we had one thing that combines all the others, so too with Shabbos. There's time for Torah, there's time for Tefillah, and there's time for the body, the Seudas Shabbos. So, summing up these lots of different threes there, we've got our three camps, Machane Shechina, Machane Levi, and Machane Yisrael. In the body, we've got these threes as well, whether it's brain, heart, and liver, or intellect, soul, and body. They're ruined by different types of tumah, the tumas meis, the tumas ziva, and tumas tzaras, as a result of the three different types of aveira, the aveda zara, gilaroyas, and shvichas domim, or subcategories of those, and three different types of tikkun, Torah, Tefillah, and mitzvahs, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. Like the Kli Yakar, the Shem Yishmul says that, again, this explains the connection to the parsha that comes after it, the parsha Satshuva. The Torah is telling us, you've got to remove the source of the Tumah, that's the Averus, which we're discussing in the next parsha. And there are three stages in Shuva. The first thing is Charotah. We have to regret what we've done. That's Machshava, that's the brain. Next thing is a vidui, a confession. A dibur, it's a speech, right, coming from the heart. And the third thing is a physical action. Whether it's the repairing the damage that you've done, paying for the damage caused, or in the time of the Bais HaMikdash, actually physically bringing a korban. That's the mice of the body. To just to look for a moment at those psukim that come next. So we're told about tshuva. We're told that a person who sins has to confess what he's done. But the Chiddush HaRim is bothered by the fact that this is written in connection specifically with the Aveira of Gezel. Gezel Ager. Why are we taught tshuva in connection with theft? He says as follows. He says that in terms of Brochus, famous Gemara in Brochus, that Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Horis, Nosan, Ivni, Odom. Right? Heaven is Hashem's, earth is man. On the other hand, Hashem, Horis, Sumloya, the earth is Hashem's and everything that's in it. So Gemara says, depends whether you made a brocha or not. But if a person takes from the world without making a brocha, that's a form of theft. If you can extend it a bit further, Hashem gives us koichas. Hashem gives us abilities. We can use those positively for Torah, Tefillah, Asim Tovim, Chesed, or we can use them for other things. If we use them for other things, then in effect, that's theft. We're taking those abilities that Hashem has given us and misusing them, taking something for the wrong purpose, that's theft. And therefore he says that every Aveira is theft. And hence the Torah teaches us the mitzvah of tshuva specifically in the area of Gezel. I'm aware that I'm earlier than I should be, but may we all come close to Hashem, see an end to Golus with a physical manifestation of Asher Ani Ashoichin Besoichom, Babias Goyal Selik Bimhiru Yomenu. Amen.